Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Stand by for more cuts to interest rates in South Africa in January and March next year. That's according to Investec economist Tertia Jacobs, quoted by Business Times. But she warns we should not expect a jumbo rate cut. Rather, the Reserve Bank will take it small step by small step because of many unpredictable factors. Top of her list, the impact on global trade of Donald Trump's return to the White House. Another one to consider, according to Jacobs, is the oil price. Will it stay at the $73 mark? Matrix Fund Managers economist Kim Silberman, also quoted by Business Times, points to the strong US dollar as an upside risk to South Africa's inflation outlook. Silberman believes that if Trump goes ahead and implements his tariffs on European exports, the dollar's outperformance against the euro will increase by another 10 to 20%. The economists are commenting in the wake of Thursday's decision by the Reserve Bank to lower interest rates by another 0.25%. Speaking after the decision was announced, Bank Governor Lesetse Kganyogo also warned that the brighter outlook for inflation here could be short-lived in light of global geopolitical tensions and the protectionist policies of Trump. Central Bank governors, he said, generally don't comment on changes in leadership in other countries. But going by the US president-elect's campaign promises, the global market could expect a more protectionist approach from the world's biggest economy. And that could lead to the rise of protectionism around the globe, which could eventually be inflationary. Almost echoing Kim Silberman's warning about the strong dollar, which I mentioned a moment ago, the US currency strengthened to 104 against the euro just before the weekend. However, you can hear the sigh of relief from Wall Street on news that Donald Trump has picked hedge fund chief Scott Bessent as Treasury Secretary, and the dollar has eased back to 105 against the euro this morning. And that gives us a rand at 18.06 to the dollar, 18.93 to the euro, 22.75 to sterling. On Friday evening, as the markets closed, the JSE All-Share Index was up 0.1%, 85,608, the top 40 slightly less, 77,151. London's FTSE up 1.4%, while in New York, the Dow touched a new record closing high, 44,296. The S&P 500 up 0.33%, no new record there, though. The Nasdaq up 0.1%. Tokyo this morning up 1.5%, Hong Kong down 0.3%, Sydney up 0.6%. Gold at 2,672, platinum 957, Bitcoin 97,781, and Brent crude oil just under $75 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.